on government accountability and information technology. It's going to be a short meeting today. We're just going to try to pass rules for the committee, and hopefully that'll go fast. And then we're going to do some introductions and get a little briefing from Patrick, and that's all we're going to do today. But let's start with this. Has everybody had a chance to look at the committee rules? Mm-hmm. I would entertain a motion to adopt those.
Representative. Chair, I move to adopt the proposed committee rules dated January 11th.
Thank you. Representative Edwards has moved that we adopt the proposed committee rules dated January 11th. Is there any discussion? If not, if there's no objection, we will pass those rules. Adopted, noting that Representative Beyer is excused. So now all we're going to do is do a little introduction and just tell us a little bit about, you know, your district, what, if there's anything you have in mind for this committee or not. You know, just anything that you feel comfortable sharing with us. So we'll start with you.
I see your eyes pointing at me, so yeah, I'll be first. I'm Representative Kim Thatcher, and my district covers Kaiser on up to Newburgh. And I have four kids. I'm married for, I don't know, I'd have to think about how long it's been. But anyway, I'm kind of a government accountability geek. It's kind of something that has always interested me. I think that we do need to have a more efficient, user-friendly government while being less intrusive, if you know what I mean.
Mm-hmm.
I think it would be combining the government accountability and information technology is a good idea, and I look forward to working on this committee. Last session I did work extensively with Pat Allen on streamlining and helping with administrative roles, especially when it pertains to small businesses, and that's one of that. I guess that's where I'm the geekiest. So that's kind of my passion right there. So I hope that we see a lot of those types of bills come across this committee, and I look forward to that.
Good. We're planning to get all the business streamlining bills in this committee. So
good.
Oh, that's good.
Perfect
nice.
Match then.
Well, that sounds exciting. I am Representative Chris Edwards, representing West Eugene and Junction City. My background is in small business in the forest products industry, and I'm interested in this committee, and I'm glad I got assigned to this committee because, as a small business guy and a business management and finance guy, you know, efficiency is certainly important to me, and I believe that it is incumbent upon government to work to serve the people in the most, I don't know, user-friendly, I guess, way, because that really helps broker trust and nurture trust between citizens and government, which I think is at an all-time low across the political spectrum. So I don't have an axe to grind with anybody. I pride myself in being objective as I look at issues, and I think this is going to be a good committee. So,
thank you. I'm Representative Fred Girard. I represent House District 17, which is primarily the San Ynez Valley, both north and south. I've served once before in 93. My passion is a lot of my district is that we feel that we don't get a very good bang for the buck when it comes to government spending. So to be in a position to kind of oversee some of that and have an impact on that, I think it's going to be a pretty good thing. So look forward to working on this committee.
Thank you.
I'm Representative Chuck Riley, and my district is Forest Grove, Cornelius, and a big chunk of Hillsboro. And being from that area, information technology is one of my areas. It's also my career for my entire life. And so, you know, this is a good committee for me. I'm also, as Representative Thatcher, very interested in
streamlining, making it much easier for business to interface with government at all levels. I'm hoping that we can not only improve the state's interface with business, but maybe we can move into the area of combining the state, the county, and the city so that it makes it even that much easier for one-stop shopping for especially small to medium-sized businesses. And with that, I'm going to ask the staff to introduce themselves and tell us a little bit about themselves, and we'll start with Patrick.
Thank you, Mr. Chair, members. I'm Patrick Brennan. I have worked with the Committee Services Office at the Legislature since the 1999 session. Last session, I was Committee Administrator for House Agriculture and Natural Resources and House Transportation, which presumably prepared me well for this committee, I guess. It's a completely different subject area, but in the 2003 session, I was Administrator for the House General Government Committee, and this interim, I was Administrator for the House Land Use Committee. Still haven't found any real connections with this committee, but the advantage of that is that I bring a lot of experience of other subject areas. All of you seem to have pretty good knowledge of this. Well, I bring knowledge of other subject areas, I guess. I am also this session serving as administrator for the Senate Committee on Land Use Fairness, which also meets on Tuesdays, so I'll be splitting time between those. But most of my time and energy will be devoted to this committee, since this is meeting more often, and I like you guys. But don't tell them that.
No, nobody heard that. Nobody heard that. It turns out we will be getting all the bills which used to go to general government, as well as the new general government accountability stuff. So we have, you know, your general government is good experience. Emily? Thank you. With that, would anyone in the audience like to say anything? I want to tell you that this is my wife, Katie, in the front row, and she happened to be in town doing the public health day, and so she wanted to stop in and see me do my first chair of a committee. Well, it was short and sweet. So, either of you gentlemen have anything you'd like to say? With that, I'm going to close.
Do we want to go? We can close our official meeting instead.
You know what? No, let's not close it. Let's have Patrick brief us just a little bit on what kind of informational meetings we have coming up.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. On the subject of Pat Allen with Office of Regulatory Streamlining, he will be giving a presentation to us next Tuesday. They have some bills that are before us, but he's also going to kind of give a general overview of that office, and so he will be making a presentation to us. In addition, we're going to hear from Mike Zeenan of the Oregon State Police and possibly a representative from the governor's staff on the Oregon Wireless Interoperability Network, OWIN. And those will be the two informational hearings we're going to hear from next Tuesday. Next Thursday, we're putting together an informational hearing on the CNIC initiative, which CNIC is CNIC, stands for Computing and Networking Infrastructure Consolidation. And we'll get a briefing from Mark Ryer of DAS, and also I believe Lindsey Ball, who's the DAS director, will be here to speak about that. He's talking to three different Ways and Means subcommittees about this on Tuesday, so he should be well-practiced for this meeting.
Right, and for you, those of you who don't know, the OWIN is basically, we're trying to interconnect all public safety communications in the state, and this is a project to do that. And the CNIC is the new computer building, so we will hear from those folks on Tuesday. And with that, I'm going to close the committee on government accountability and information technology.